Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make...
It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Straight Shooter Recruiter. I'm Emily, a senior recruiter by day, podcast host by night, and then career coach on the weekends. I know I tell you that I'm excited to be recording this basically every single time that I'm recording, but hear me out. I'm way more excited this week and for good reason, okay? Stick with me. But obviously, I've been working pretty dang hard at building out my YouTube channel. So if you're not following me or subscribed, whatever the kids say on YouTube, what are you doing? Head over to YouTube. Let's go be friends. Lots of awesome careers content there. But on weeks where I'm super slammed and don't have enough time both to do YouTube and the podcast, I'll often pull my audio from YouTube and upload it as a podcast, which is great because it's the same awesome content and you guys are loving it. So thank you. But there is something so special about just sitting down in my pajamas with this microphone. Like, there's nothing better to me. And I do have a bit of a sentimental, sappy moment for you, but the podcast is officially 1 year old. Are you kidding me? It's a year? Like, what? Oh my God. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't believe that this show is a year old. I can't believe how much it's grown, how many people I've been able to connect with. I just can't thank you guys enough. It honestly is my favorite thing to do every single week. It is my pride and joy. It is my baby. I love this thing wholeheartedly, and I love you for loving it too. So I just wanted to start off by saying thank you. Today's topic is one I get asked about all the time. I mean, per usual, I'll rarely put out an episode where you guys are like, Emily, I don't want to talk about that. What are you doing? But today's episode is about how to get promoted. So I'm going to share a little bit about some of the things that I've done to help me get promoted, some tips and tricks that should be helpful for you, and also just keeping it super real, some things you're going to have to do in order to nail that promotion. So if you're looking to level up in your job or just want to get prepared for when it is time, grab a coffee, get comfortable, let's talk careers. Promotions can honestly mean different things for different people, right? I mean, some companies you can get promoted and your title changes, or maybe you're managing a team. But sometimes you get promotions where your title doesn't change, maybe your compensation does, or vice versa. All of these things are valid promotions. So please do not do yourself the disservice of getting hung up on your title. It's something that I honestly used to get pretty hung up about, especially when I was starting my career. For example, when I was working at the bank, there were times where my mandate had expanded a little bit, or I was able to work on new projects or new tasks. And it kind of bothered me that my title didn't change along with it. But in retrospect, it doesn't matter what your title is when you're doing the work, so long as you did the work and you're able to put that on your resume and you're able to talk about it. So I would say make sure that you have a solid understanding of what promotions look like at your organization and what you can expect as part of that. As much as I wish I could say there's a secret recipe to get promoted, or there's like a hack, or if you do these five things, you're guaranteed to get promoted, there really isn't. And anyone who tells you that there is a secret sauce to getting a promotion is probably lying to you. Block them. Like, block them immediately. If you want to get promoted, whether it's at your current job or something that you're thinking about in the future, there are definitely things that you can do to prepare for that and set yourself up for success for that. But there's no way to guarantee guarantee if you're getting promoted. And not all of that falls on you. Sometimes it's budget constraints that your company has. Sometimes it's office politics. Sometimes it's just the way the companies work, especially if you're at a startup or a more flat organization. Titles don't really matter quite as much at companies like that. They care more about the work that you're doing. So make sure you're mindful of your environment, and please do not think you are a failure if you do not have a new job title every 60 days, okay? It is normal for it to take some time to get promoted. In a lot of different industries, it's different as well. For example, in finance, on average, it takes 2 or 3 years to get promoted. Whereas in tech, it's a little bit closer to a year and a half, maybe 2 years at most. And just for some perspective, I've had 5 different jobs in my career. 3 of those were at the bank. I had to think about that. And 2 of them are at Intuit, which is where I'm at right now. And I just want to be clear, even though I've had 5 different jobs, not all of them were promotions. Actually, a whole lot of them were lateral moves. There is nothing wrong with staying at the exact same job grade or job title if it means that you're broadening your experience. There is absolutely no way I would be where I am right now in my career had I not made those lateral moves. So don't shy away from those. Those can actually be really great opportunities too. Okay, you've decided that you want a promotion or a lateral move, no shade to lateral moves. What do you do now? The first thing you have to do is get extremely honest with yourself. And this is the most uncomfortable and the most difficult part of this process. It's something I had to do every single time I moved roles. I had to sit down with myself and ask a very difficult question. I had to ask if I think I'm meeting expectations or if I'm exceeding expectations. And I know this probably sounds pretty obvious. We all are going to think that we are exceeding expectations. We're all going to think that we're awesome. Or on the flip side, you might be someone like me and you're constantly convinced that you're an idiot. That's a whole other episode. Go check that out. But seriously, you really want to sit with yourself and think about if you're performing up to standard. Do you think that your manager thinks you're ready for a promotion? Do your peers think that you're ready for a promotion? So really think through those details. If you've done your mental assessment and your checklist and you think that you are genuinely performing above standard, remember, you're not going to get promoted if you're just okay or pretty good at your job. You need to be crushing it. If you've done that assessment, you're thinking, self, I am pretty badass at this job. The next thing that you have to do is start having career conversations with your boss. Now, this does not mean that it needs to be a formal meeting. Sometimes this is something as casual as grabbing coffee or asking to connect for 15 minutes. But you want to carve out dedicated time to talk about your career and be extremely intentional with it. The purpose of this is to tell your boss what your career goals are. Specifically, tell them what job you are gunning for. For example, when I was at the bank, I told my boss, I really want to be a recruiter. How do I get there? You know, in my current role, I'm talking about how I can get into leadership positions. So you want to be explicit about what you're looking for. And the reason this is so great is it's really your jobs. It's really your boss's job to support you in your career development. That's part of their role. So they're going to be able to connect you to people, help you start having career chats, but most importantly, they're going to let you know what is and is not realistic. For example, if I went up to my boss today and said, hey, I'd like to be a senior manager in the next 5 months, I know that that's probably not realistic and they would have to talk to me a little bit about the skills I would need to build, the exposure I would need to get, all of these things that I would need to put into my skills toolbox to be able to get there. Another huge reason it's important to have these conversations with your boss is so that you get support in gauging your performance. They're going to be able to tell you if you're measuring above the bar, at the bar, slightly below the bar. They're really going to be there to set expectations and honestly, just keep it real. There is no one that's going to be advocating for your career and your promotions more than your boss. So make sure they're along for this journey. It's also so important to keep your boss in the loop about this because ultimately they're going to be the person pushing through the request for your promotion. So when promotion season rolls around at your company, or even if it's more informal, they are not going to be surprised when you put in a request or when you ask about what your next opportunities look like. It's so important to keep them in the loop. Sweet. So you had that conversation with your boss. You're feeling amazing. Now we're going to wait until promotion season. Just kidding. Have I ever given you advice just to wait? Absolutely not. What you're going to do is keep the ball rolling. You want to create an action plan. So after you have this conversation with your boss, you get a sense of where your performance is at. You're going to explicitly ask them what you might need to work on to get to that next level. And you are going to make an action plan for yourself. It might be 6 months, 12 months. Sometimes it's even longer if it's a really big goal that you have. But I want you to list out all of the things specifically that you're going to achieve. Who are you networking with? What skills are you acquiring? So for me, for example, I had this conversation with my boss probably a month ago about how I really want to move into a leadership position over the next couple of years. So we spoke about some of the areas I need to improve on. And one of them is my understanding of how finance interacts with HR and interacts with recruiting. So he's been really amazing in getting me connected to different people at the company so I can learn more about their function and how we partner. So get really specific about what you want to achieve, who you want to meet with, and what some of the skills are that you need to really bring up a level in order to get that promotion. I know I keep saying this, but getting your boss's support is going to make things 1,000 times easier. The other part of keeping the ball rolling that's really important is making sure that this is not a one-time conversation. Think about it. What good are you going to do if you're having one conversation with your boss about wanting to get promoted and then you never bring it up again? Your career is completely in your control. You cannot rely on your boss to ask you about where you're measuring up against your goals. You can't ask them to really guide you through this if you're not bought in, if you're not the person leading this. So make sure that once every couple of months, maybe even less than that, depending on how short-term your goals are, make sure you're having regular career chats with your boss where you're checking in on your progress with your project plan, because yes, I want you to share that with them. It's proof that you're working hard on this, and also where you're at with your performance. It is so critically important to be transparent about this so they can advocate for you when it's time. A little pro tip that I do, and also Maya Bello spoke about this in our podcast episode together, and it was such a mind-blowing piece of advice. I freaking love it, is keep a list of all of the things you've achieved. Literally keep an Excel sheet, like a notebook, whatever you do, pen and paper, whatever your thing is. Go write down a list of everything you achieve, big and small. I've actually gotten into the habit of this, thanks to Maya, shout out to Maya, to really write down all of my big wins. So what big presentation did I rock at? You know, what difficult hire did I make? Keep a list of your track record so that when it is time to get promoted, you have data to back up why you're so great. I know a lot of this advice might seem kind of obvious or common sense, but honestly, I never took promotions all that seriously when I started my career. It really didn't occur to me that I needed to talk about it. I don't know. It kind of just felt like people got promoted out of nowhere. Like you'd work really hard for 2 weeks, someone would tap you on the shoulder and would say, "You're gonna get promoted in a year." Like I kind of just assumed it was magic. I didn't realize how much work actually goes into it. Treat it the same as you treat a job hunt, basically. Make an action plan, hold yourself accountable, talk to your boss about it, ask for feedback. And ultimately, it is going to be a matter of time. If you are actually doing well in your role, if you're actually going out of your way to acquire those new skills, it's just a matter of time until you get promoted or move laterally within your company. So please don't be hard on yourself. If there's one thing that you take away from this, is that sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get that promotion. I've been at the same job level for the last 2 years now, and I'm happy as a clam. Like, I love the work I'm doing. It's more challenging every single day. I know that I'm picking up on the skills that I want to really acquire to get to the next level. So don't feel like you need a promotion every year to be deemed successful. Just make sure you're nonstop learning, but that you're really active in your search. Okay, I hope this was helpful. I hope this didn't feel too long. I feel as though this was a slightly longer episode, but I appreciate you so much. If you're not following me on Instagram, go head over to @emily.the.recruiter. Go follow me on YouTube @thestraightshooterrecruiter, and go have an amazing day. I love you to the moon and back, and I will talk to you next week.
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ+ friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.